Over 8 years ago, the San Francisco Restoration Bay Authority was created. Its mission, to help revitalize and protect the Bay Area's natural wetlands by raising money for restoration projects. And this past year, the passage of ballot measure AA ensured the agency can do just that. Sam Schuchat is the Restoration Authority's executive director.
People in the Bay Area really love the Bay, and they were apparently willing to put their money where their mouths were. So it's pretty exciting to be involved in this.
The fine print of the measure says a flat $12 per parcel tax will be imposed on the Bay Area's nine counties for 20 years, ultimately raising $500 million for restoration projects. Schuchat says funding like that is a shot in the arm for the Bay shoreline, which some scientists say is at risk due to climate change.
And if we want to restore our wetlands, we have a sort of a window of 20 or 30 years to do it in to get the wetlands established, and then they can keep pace with sea level rise.
Now the Restoration Authority is at work, planning the details of administering the tax and giving out the money. The tax is set to go into effect July 1st.
We'd like to be ready to start making grants basically in January of 2018, and so far we seem to be, you know, on a good schedule there.
In the North Bay, local environmental agencies that supported Measure AA are readying potential restoration projects. Sonoma Land Trust Dave Kaler has one particular area in mind for Sonoma County.
Sonoma Creek has lost its carrying capacity to convey floodwaters. It's also been significantly degraded and has much less capacity now for salmon. So restoration efforts along there can improve the flood conditions, improve habitat, can improve water quality.
Kaler says his agency has plenty of experience with restoration efforts, pointing to Sears Point. In 2015, Sonoma Land Trust led the project to open up a levee at Sears Point Ranch, returning the area to its natural habitat of tidal marshland. Ann Kaler is backing an effort to also get representation from Sonoma County's Board of Supervisors on the Restoration Authority's governing board, which currently has its North Bay seat open. Kaler's pick is Supervisor Susan Gorin, who he says has a history of helping raise funds for the county's wetland and wildlife protection work. Gorin says the Bay Area's other counties could learn a thing or two from Sonoma.
The Northern Bay Area has done a fabulous job of providing those restoration projects, but other areas are looking at the same kind of adaptations and planning for not necessarily levees, but wetland restoration.
The Association of Bay Area Governments will appoint the North Bay seat later this month. But whether or not the county will get representation on the Restoration Authority Governing Board, Sonoma Land Trust Dave Kaler says the passage of Measure AA and the county's history of conservation work means a lot.
It's something that our citizens here in Sonoma County can really take pride in, to know that those open areas have been put together through the hard work of landowners, conservation groups, and the public as a whole. We have a great heritage there in the Bay.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.